Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. Hello, friend. How are you? How are you? I am so excited. I'm so excited because as of this moment in time, I am officially on the flip side of the shortest day of the year. And this whole let's just pick up our lives and move to Canada. I was in so much denial about so many things. And the lightness and the weather was definitely top of that list. let's pretend it's all rainbows and butterflies and daisies and wow. Just wow. So I was telling a friend of mine the other day that I was like, how everybody else has a countdown to like Christmas or their birthday or New Year's. I officially have a countdown to December 21st. Because I will say, just being able to know that incrementally I have a little bit more daylight every day, it warms my heart. Truly warms my heart. And I know for many of us, and myself included, I love, L-O-V-E, love this week between Christmas and New Year's. And there were times in our business, and I remember really early on when I was in the cycle of assuming that you had to say yes to everything that came your way. There was one Christmas, New Year's window where we were really busy. It was very controlled busy, but I am super grateful that I went through that experience so that I could learn from that experience, so that I could get to the point to recognize that when you own the business, you get to decide. You get to decide what work you take on between Christmas and New Year's and what work you don't take on between Christmas and New Year's. And one of the things that has been really helpful for me on this journey, and I wanted to put this podcast episode together as much for accountability for myself, but to share with you my super duper simple process for reflecting on the year that was, so that you can set yourself up for more success next year. And this process is something that I have continued to evolve and tweak every single time that I do it, but the framework itself is super simple. And I don't know about you guys, but I think many of us, if you used to work in a corporate job, we have some corporate trauma around annual planning, business planning, strategy sessions, so much avoidance, and we just don't do it. And I've really come full circle around so much of this, and I truly believe this process for me is one of the reasons that I am able to continue to show up in my business. So even if I'm not achieving my goals, even if I'm not making the money I want to make, even if I'm not anywhere near where I want to be in my business, this process is what I use as my fuel to keep going. And I thought, what better time to share this process than for you now? So if you are getting into the whole new year, new me framework, or you're just I'm super curious about how Kathleen approaches some of this stuff, because I either don't like how I approach it, or it's overly complicated, or I just want to try on a different strategy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And I do love applying this both to the 90-day goal framework that I teach you guys, as well as like taking the time to do this on an annual basis. Because one of the things when we're using our business as our vehicle for personal growth and evolution and progress is that it's so easy and it's so normal for you and I to get caught up in the doing, to feel like we need to be in the producing mode, in like high productivity, super efficiency, that we don't ever stop to take the time to reflect on the actual progress that we're making. And we want to move on to the next thing. We want to distract ourselves with the next goal. We don't want to sit and reflect on what we have accomplished, and we don't want to sit and reflect on the progress that we have made. And I'm going to touch a little bit on why we don't want to and tell you how I like to think about this experience, because I used to be that person who didn't want to look at the past. I didn't want to relive some of these experiences, partly because they felt really painful. They still felt really raw. And my negativity committee in my head is very strong, and I didn't want to give the negativity committee more ammunition for continually beating myself up. But as I come at this process this year, I have such a wiser perspective. I have learned so much this year. I will say I do believe like there are some momentous, like true, like milestone years in my personal growth. And I will say that 2023 is definitely one of them. And I will unpack a lot of that over 2024 and teach you what I've learned, because there's so many incredible, incredible lessons that we can all walk away from. And I'm more than happy to use all of my mistakes as a vehicle to teach our industry how to build a business the right way. Not necessarily the Kathleen way, but it's like if I can take my experience and unpack it so that we can all share these lessons, it just becomes so much more valuable for you, for me. It gives me another reason to just keep putting myself out there, keep pushing myself outside of my comfort zone. If I'm like, if I can do this thing, I'll learn 100 things from it and then I can teach you, which is like so fun. It's so crazy that I think that that's my job, but it's so fun. And one of the perspectives that I wanted to share with you is you don't have to allow your past to dictate your future. You don't have to let your past dictate your future. So just because 2023 went a certain way doesn't mean that it needs to set the precedent for what's possible for you in your business. If you had a 2023 like me where things did not go to plan, it's okay. It has always served as a building block. It will always serve as an opportunity to learn. And this for me has been such a huge part of actually making real measurable progress in my business, is taking the time to reflect on the past year's experiences. And through this framework that I'll talk you through, it's how in the first instance that I remember is this process is what helped me revolutionize our system for wedding inquiries. I first sat down and did this annual reflection that year that I did so many wedding consultations and finally acknowledged that it didn't work. And I use that one example for myself, like when my brain is like, I don't have time. I don't want to sit down and do this annual reflection. This is awkward and painful, and I'm going to, you know, fall into a shame spiral. I will think back to that year that I sat down and I took the time, because this doesn't have to be a massive, massive time experience. Like if you're driving to the market, if you're driving to the wholesalers, if you're out doing deliveries, just give yourself 20 minutes to really think through this. Don't feel like this has to be some like epic 8-hour extravaganza. And in fact, I highly recommend that you don't make it that, because when you make it this epic undertaking, you're not gonna do it. And doing this framework is the value. It's like I don't know, I was reading this book the other day around like the difference between like knowledge and wisdom. And this idea of like, you can read a lot of information, you can have a lot of knowledge, but the wisdom comes from the implementation. So please take this framework and apply it so that you can turn it into your own wisdom. But the thing to remember, that first point, is your past doesn't have to dictate your future. You don't have to use your past against yourself. You don't have to allow your brain to use your past as evidence for what's possible for you in the future. That is a very normal part of the human brain and the way that it is programmed. It's going to look to your past for immediate evidence of what's possible for you in the future. But it doesn't have to be that way. The other thing to remember is that your human brain is programmed to focus on the gap between where you are right now and where you want to be. Your brain is programmed to focus on the gap between where you are right now and where you want to be. So if you're looking at your revenue goal and you aren't where you want to be, it's completely normal for your human brain to look at that gap. And we allow the negative self-talk or the negativity committee to lead the show, and we use our goals against ourselves. So if you've set a goal of 100K, or you've set a goal of 500K, or you've set a goal of 1 million or 6 million, and you aren't near that revenue goal, it's totally normal for your human brain to go in and come back to its old negative thought patterns and use that goal against yourself. And if you are like me and you have spent a lot of time working in corporate, the idea of an annual review might make you feel nauseous. Because it's like this, or like report card situation, right? Like, I think we all have our own like trauma around report cards, annual reviews, like performance reviews, whatever title you want to put on it. This idea of like, it feels hard, it feels onerous. And I don't know, this idea of like, it's just this hangover that we have from strategy sessions and planning meetings and these excursions. Oh my gosh, like the quarterly planning, the annual planning sessions that we would have, you'd produce these like 100-page presentations and then like nothing. It would just sit on a binder on the shelf. It was part of our job, right? It was part of what we needed to do. It was part of like giving direction to the marketing department and the advertising agency and like the CEO and all of this. Like, oh, it just, I don't know. For me, there's just so much, so onerous. It all just feels so onerous and hard. And then I was thinking the other day of like performance reviews. Like, oh my God. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, whether you had to give performance reviews or sitting and having a performance review, like, talk about another good reason for the negativity committee to come in and like have a field day. Have a field day. And if you haven't processed your negative emotions from your performance reviews, I highly recommend it. It's super helpful. But all of that leads us to not like truly avoiding. Like, we spend so much time actively avoiding this exercise of doing any sort of personal reflection, and therefore we lose track of the progress that we have made. And I've noticed in myself that there's kind of two ends of the spectrum for why I don't want to do it. And the first one for me that I'm very familiar with is the shame, the unworthiness, and the lack that my brain wants to come back to and use my lack of progress as evidence to support the fact that I shouldn't keep going. And then on the other end of the spectrum is, it might feel egotistical, boastful, or even arrogant to acknowledge your progress and to celebrate your progress. So of course, if we think about those two ends of the spectrum, like, well, either you can choose door one between shame, lack, and unworthiness. You could choose door two around egotistical, boastful, or arrogant. It's like, well, no wonder we don't want to sit down and reflect on our progress. But here's the thing. Here's where I have landed on this experience is, when you run your own business, when you own your business, nobody else is going to come in and give you a prize. Nobody else is going to come in and congratulate you on your progress. Your staff isn't going to give you a high five or a pat on the back. Your wholesalers aren't going to come in and give you a gift for continuing to show up. Well done on getting that big wedding. And your mom is not going to come in and throw a party for you to say, well done. In the end, if we don't create our own process for celebrating our progress, if we don't create our own structure, we are missing out on the joy of using our business as a vehicle for personal, professional development. And we're missing out on the opportunity to truly focus and evolve and live into the reason that we were put on this earth. And I was doing a little bit of Googling because I was like, I wonder who, all of the fancy schools, all of the business schools, what are these guys talking about in terms of why is personal reflection so important? And I really loved this thought and I thought I would just share it with you guys. But this idea of reflecting helps you develop your skills and review their effectiveness rather than just carry on doing things as you've always done them. It is about questioning in a positive way what you do and why you do it, and then deciding whether there is a better or more efficient way of doing it in the future. And I love this perspective because there's three things that jump out at me. The first one is reflecting helps you develop your skills. This is such a helpful perspective to carry with you because it's so easy for you and I to decide that she's so much luckier, that her stars have aligned, and that everything works out in her favor, and you and I mustn't be meant to do this work. But it's simply a matter of learning the right skills. Then, this idea of questioning in a positive way what you do and why you do it. Getting really curious about the results that you created in your business, what caused that? Why? And remember to do it in a very positive way. So that means dropping the judgment, dropping the criticism, and dropping the negativity committee. And then number three, deciding whether you want to approach this in a different way moving forward. And I think this is the thing, if I could put in one request to the structure of our ability to go out there and just start a business. There's so much paperwork that we have to fill in. And in every country, in every state, the process of the actual setting up of a business is so different. But the one thing I really wish happened is that some mystical, magical figure, like fairy godmother from The Wizard of Oz, Glinda would just appear with her magic wand and say, do you understand what you are doing when you make the decision to start a business? Because this is about you stepping outside your comfort zone. This is about you learning how to take full ownership, capital O ownership, of the results, of the good, of the yet it's still messy, of the progress that we want to make, of the vision, and knowing that this job of stepping into being a CEO is uncomfortable. And it is the best way, in my opinion, the best way to push yourself and show up for yourself and embrace the discomfort of becoming the best version of yourself simply by making the decision to start a business. What seems like a very simple decision, and particularly if you live in Australia, the process of starting a business is so simple. It's if only Glinda the Good Witch would show up and actually remind all of us what it actually means. So I did a little bit of Googling because I thought this was, I do love the idea of using climbing Mount Everest as a metaphor for what it's like to actually build a business. And what's so interesting, and I didn't know this until I actually Googled it, and now I find this metaphor even more compelling. But if we decide that our goal, the goal of building a business and making money, is exactly like the goal that some crazy humans have of climbing Everest. And I Googled this because I was I need to get my facts straight. So Everest is almost 30,000 feet in elevation. If you're going to climb Mount Everest, you're climbing 30,000 feet. What I find so fascinating, though, is that the Everest base camp is at 17,000 feet. So the base camp of Everest is at 17,000 feet. What's so interesting is that you're actually halfway to the peak. Once you're at the base camp, you're more than halfway. However, most of us as human beings have left to our own devices are going to focus on the 12,000 foot gap between base camp and the peak. That's what we're going to obsess on. That's what we're going to focus on. But what's really, really helpful to remember is that once you get to the base camp, you've already achieved the 17,000 foot milestone. You are more than halfway. But it's your brain's default programming to focus on that gap of like 12,000, 13,000 feet. That's your human brain's natural programming. It's going to focus on what's in front of you and how vast that is. And of course, if you say you have to go 12,000 feet, and I think about like, that's like a big ask. And if you've completely forgotten that you've already traveled 18,000 feet, in context, 12,000 feet feels like so big, so overwhelming, so onerous. If you're at the Everest base camp, you're already more than halfway. We do exactly the same thing in our business. We tell ourselves everything will be better when we launch the website, when we go through the rebranding exercise, when we hire that extra staff member, when we, you know, sell off this side of our business, or we launch this new product, or we, you know, sell this bit of, you know, the services to somebody else, or we, you know, make what we think is going to be the perfect hire, or we enlist somebody else to help us sort out our social media. We think the world is going to be perfect when? And then we're still focused on the gap between where we are and where we want to be. But this framework that I want to talk you through is what I like to use as my fuel to measure and manage my progress. It is my fuel to help me keep going. Because my thought process now is, if I've made it this far, then I can keep going. And I've created this, then I can definitely create that. And this perspective is so helpful if you're in that first year of business and you're like, you know, I want to sell out my subscriptions in the spring or the autumn. And maybe it's like, I've only sold 3 and I want to sell 12. It's like, yeah, but you've already sold 3. You've already sold 3. You are a quarter of the way there. Where there is one, there are many. If I've sold 3, then I can sell 12. Knowing that your brain's natural thought process is going to focus on the difference between the 3 and the 12. It's going to obsess over the 9. But you get to refocus it and you get to reframe it and you get to use the 3 as your fuel to sell the other 9. Same thing applies to Valentine's Day. Same concept applies to selling workshops. Same concept applies to getting from 100K to a million, or getting from 10K to 100K. We get to use that progress as our fuel to keep going. Remembering, when you're at the Everest base camp, you're already more than halfway, so that you can use that perspective to fuel more excitement, more motivation, more drive, more discipline, more of whatever it is you know you need to create in yourself so that you can achieve your next goal. So this process only has 3 steps, and it's very simple. But please remember, the magic is the actual doing of it. The wisdom comes from the application, not from just the listening. So step number 1, I want you to take yourself back in time. Time travel back to January of 2023. I will say, for me right now, that feels like about 100 lifetimes ago. It's like, I don't really remember what was happening in January of 2023. So there's 3 things that I do that I will find very functional, helpful. Actually, I should say there's 4 things that I can do to bring yourself back to that past moment. So the first one is look at your calendar. Whether you had meetings, whether you were doing interviews, consults, you might be able to look at your weddings, events, something was happening that will trigger what you're actually doing back in January. Number 2, look in your sent folder of your emails. Look at the clients that you were going back and forth with, the partnerships you said yes or no to, the conversations with your landlord, the conversations with clients, conversations with wholesalers. Looking in your sent folder is another really good one. Number 3 is looking at your Instagram content from January of 2023. Super, super helpful in terms of showing you where your thought process was, showing you where your priorities were, showing you what was going on in that magic head of yours. And then number four, you can always look back at the orders. So weddings, events, funerals, workshops, whatever it was that you're working on back in January can be super helpful to trigger the memories of where your head was at back in 12 months ago. So this exercise is really about rewinding the clock and getting yourself back there. And once you can get yourself back to where you were in January of 2023, ask yourself what was on your mind, what were you worried about? And I look back at January of 2023, and for me, I was recovering from COVID, and my COVID experience was intense. It was hard. It was all-consuming. So I had what felt like a pretty long recovery road from my experience of COVID. So I know there was a lot of really low energy days, a lot of not wanting to prioritize my health, not wanting to go to the gym, not wanting to eat well. And I also at the same time wasn't sleeping all that well. So there was a lot of just general fatigue. At the same time in our business, we were learning the clusterfuck of what it's like to move a business around the world. And it's an epic undertaking, and I'm not sure I recommend it for anybody. However, now that that experience is behind me, I am so much braver and bolder because of it. But it's so interesting, like the lessons that I learned about becoming what we were classified as, like new immigrants in a country that I was actually born in, and what it's like to be a newcomer to a country where you're supposed to, and I say that in quotes, but like supposed to fit in. So that was really fascinating, just learning the ins and outs of healthcare and opening a bank account and taxes and registering a business. And I will say, like, so much perseverance. Like, we have learned so much this year. We've had so many false starts. And the like example that comes to me is, I think it's from like a science experiment or something, but if you're watching like a little mouse in a maze trying to find the little piece of cheese, like, oh, it's not that corner. Oh, no, false start. Oh, no, not that corner. Oh, we'll circle back to the beginning again and start all over again. It's like, you know that it must be possible. You know that it must be possible. But wow, like, can we make it really hard? Oh, okay, great. So then the other thing for me is I had a very, like, I don't know if the word existential is actually right, but for me it was like 2023 was really about asking myself, what is my purpose? What do I want to do with this business? What kind of impact do I want to create? And where do I want to go? And what the heck am I doing here? Which it's like, such an incredible privilege, such an incredible privilege to have that opportunity. But I've also worked my ass off to get here. I have worked so hard to make this happen. And it's been such an incredible journey to be able to like say, like, yeah, like with everything that I've created, with everything that I know, with all the lessons that I've learned, who do I want to impact? How do I want to impact them? And what do I want to do with it? So from that, when you get yourself back into January of 2023, you're going to have your own observations. No doubt you will have navigated your own health struggles or somebody around you. You will have your own like identity crisis, and you will have had your own revelations. And getting yourself back into that space of who you were in January of 2023, I find that so incredibly helpful because it's like the first step in this managing and really understanding and thinking about the progress that you've made in your business. From there, once you've done a giant brain dump in terms of what you were worried about, what was keeping you up at night back in January of 2023, then I want you to create a section that's just called Three Things That Worked. And think about, as you navigated through the last 12 months, what were the three things that come to mind first? And they don't even have to be big, like life-altering situations. These don't have to be anything revolutionary, but simply making a note to yourself of three things that worked, and you could make a list of more. But three things that you're like, wow, like I really solidified, you know, my online catalog. I really nailed down my inquiry process. I really started to simplify what we're posting on Instagram. I posted my first reel, or I pushed my website live. I got my first order. I launched my first website. I don't know, maybe you wrote a book. Maybe you closed a business. Maybe you sold a business. Maybe you opened up your actual retail shop. Like three things that worked. The first one for me, and I've recorded that podcast around it, but I've really embodied this being an organized person. I have officially become an organized person. And for me, the revelation happened. It's like all you have to do is decide that organization is important to you. And from there, once you decide that organization is important to you, you'll take time to make it happen. And it was such an, like something literally clicked in my brain around like organized people take time to organize. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen out of thin air. It doesn't like just manifest itself. But the organization comes as a result of simply deciding that organization is important. And I'm so proud of myself from like that moment of having like the most organized G drive, which is still true because my G drive is still incredibly organized, but I've organized so many things since then. And it's truly something that I get so excited now to spend time organizing. And it just makes me feel so much more on top of my game. Number two this year is really dialing in my own personal balance between like nutrition and exercise and sleep and really paying attention to what works for me and what doesn't. And it's nowhere near perfect. But those of you guys who have traveled on this journey with me, you know, like I used to, my Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Christmas recovery, if you could call it that, used to be Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Prosecco. Which now I'm like, well, that could be one of the reasons that it took me so long for the physical recovery of those experiences. But getting to this point this many years later of really understanding what fuels my body, what allows me to sleep really well, and the exercise that works for me. And I will say, if that's something that you want me to talk more about, I'm more than happy to share what I've learned. But obviously, you know, this is a how to build a flower business podcast, so it might not necessarily be relevant. But the third one is, and it's very clear to me now, what my personal mission is and the impact that I want to create, what I want to achieve with this business, and how I can use my business to further this industry, to help my clients, to help myself, to help our wholesalers, to help our community, to help the world. Like, it's become so much more clear to me in terms of the impact that I want to have. And I'm so grateful for the struggles that we went through in 2023 and the successes that we didn't achieve this year to help me get to this point of being so clear on what my personal mission is, which is so exciting. It's so exciting to be able to go into 2024 with such clarity in terms of who I need to become, what I want to create, and the impact that I want to have in this industry. Which then leads me to three of the lessons that I learned in 2023. So as you're going through your framework and you really think back to where you were in January of 2022, and then you make a note of the three things that worked. Following on from that, I want you to talk about, or I want you to make note of the three lessons that you learned. And the three that I made a note of is my favorite quote from Warren Buffett, where he says, there seems to be some pervasive human characteristic that likes to make easy things difficult. Like, that is my default mode of operating. And really, like, lesson number one is it doesn't need to be complicated to be effective or good. And that's a lesson I keep learning in so many different ways. And I really have doubled down on it in terms of what we're going to be offering in 2024. But it doesn't need to be complicated to be effective or good. Number two, if you want your business to grow, you need to grow. And said a totally other way, your business can only grow to the height of your self-concept. So if you see yourself as a $50,000 flower boss, then you will generate $50,000 in your business. If you see yourself as a $6 million flower boss, then you will generate $6 million in your business. And this whole idea of we get to use our businesses as our vehicles, as our method, as our mechanic for impact and growth is such an honor and such a privilege, and remembering that it comes back to you. Working on you is working on your business. And 2023 has seen a lot of processing of emotions, unpacking trauma, learning how to truly, like in my soul, reframe failure. And it's been so incredible to have the tools and have the support to be able to make that happen. And even though I'll tell you, like, lesson learned, if you want your business to grow, you need to grow. I am so proud of myself for the fact that I am still here. I still have a business. I still get to call myself a business owner. I still get to call myself a boss. I still get to call myself a CEO, even if 2023 was messy as fuck. I'm still here. I'm still showing up and I'm still putting in the work. And then lesson number three is start before you're ready. And I am the queen of learning the how by doing, but please just let it be messy, because you are a work in progress and your business is a work in progress, and we get to go into 2024 with all the lessons that we learned from 2023. And I had this moment, I was at the kitchen table a few months ago, and I was a point in my business where I was sitting at the kitchen table in the morning and I was just thinking, like, that little voice in my head was like, well, you can always quit. You can quit. And I, for the first time, like, gave myself permission to actually listen to it and contemplate throwing in the towel and imagining my life without this work. And for a few minutes, I really contemplated the idea of just saying, yep, I mean, we can just shut it all down. That's always an option. We can always shut it down. And then the thought came to me that says, okay, and if you shut it down, what are you going to do? How are you actually going to spend your time? Because I am a doer. I'm a person who does things. I like to keep my hands busy. I like to obviously organize. That's the thing that I do now. But, like, I need to be doing things. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, if I shut down this business, what am I actually going to do? Because I have all these hours, and what am I going to fill my time with? Because I need to fill my time with something. Needless to say, I'm still here and I'm still showing up, which is just so good. So if I could go back and rewind the clock, it's this idea of, like, start before you're ready and let it be messy, because you are a work in progress and your business is a work in progress. And that lesson is so clear to me this year. And this has been one of the most challenging years as a business owner, but we're still here. We're still ticking. It's like nobody shut this business down, which is so good. So that's the framework, is take yourself back to where you were 12 months ago. Like, get yourself back into that headspace. Look at your calendar, open your sent emails, look at your Instagram posts, look at your orders, look at the work you were creating 12 months ago. To get yourself back there, make some notes in terms of what you were worried about, what was going on in your head. And then document for yourself the three things that worked and three lessons learned. And you might have more than three in both those categories, but that's the super simple framework that I still follow. Super helpful to be able to look back and recognize, because now you can even see, like, just hearing my notes, you can hear how much progress I've made in the last 12 months. So a couple things just to keep in mind, and I want to give you a few kind of heads up, because the number one reason that we don't do this is because we're going to allow the negativity committee to run the show. The I'm not good enough, you're never going to be able to figure this out, you're never going to be able to make this work, you should give up now. But I want to invite you just to lower the volume. Just lower the volume on that inner narrative and just say, you know what, just not right now. Not right now while we do our homework assignment, because Coach Kathleen has said this is what I need to do. Number two, make it enjoyable. So the first thing I will say is set a timer. I'll say by default, set a timer for 27 minutes. Pour a cup of tea, light a candle, turn on some really peaceful music. Like, you could turn this into a mini little, like, meditative session. Allow it to be a little, like, romantic with yourself. Number three, it's okay if this experience becomes uncomfortable and emotional. As I write this, as I was going through my notes for this podcast episode, I will say, like, this has been such an intense year and I still have emotions to process from it, but I'm at this point where I feel so much gratitude for the experience that we've been through, to be able to share it with you guys, to be able to learn from it, to be able to use it as to, like, set our foundation in our business. So it's okay if the emotion comes up as you're going through this experience. Make room for it. Allow for it. Number four is, most importantly, I want you to be proud of yourself for showing up, for putting in the work. Because most people won't do this. Most people aren't going to take this work and apply it in their business. So if you are one of the ones that's going to take this work and actually apply it in your business and take this time for personal reflection, please also know that you can give yourself permission and you have my permission to feel proud of yourself for putting in the work. This process of taking the time to do this work, this is when you really get to actually see your progress. You get to see the gains. You get to see how much you've learned. You see how much you've grown, see the progress that you are making. And you'll understand what I mean when I tell you that we're aiming for progress over perfection. Use the progress that you are making as your fuel for more growth, more progress, and to be proud of the fact that you're the one who's still showing up, doing the work, making the tough call, and making shit happen. And I am so incredibly grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful that we get to travel this journey together. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to dive into what we have in store in 2024. And I'm just so glad that you get to be part of this journey. So please, as we wrap up this year, one last time, drive safe. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, and get some sleep. And I will talk to you in 2024.